Now let's see. Yes, we're recording. Okay. Okay, today is October 12th, 1978. I'm in my offices with David Mitchell, painter, teacher. And we're going to talk about some of his experiences at the University of Iowa and the art classes there. My name is Dennis Barry, and I have a color. And David, I guess what we ought to do is just, why don't you explain to us why you chose to go to the University of Iowa, to the art department there.
Can I repeat my episodic and ludicrous tour in getting there? As I had told you before, I started out, not by my choice, at Ra-Ra Denison College in Ohio, where there was nothing but a one-man art department with Horace King, all of it, and I really had no awareness at that early stage that I would ever have a professional intent as far as an artist. But all of those years, and this would be late 30s into the beginning of the 40s, in the summers I was a student at Cranbrook, primarily because my brother was there and he was my first teacher in that respect. And after 2 years of the strange world of Denison, it was obvious that that kind of school really never got anyone anywhere. So it was primarily through my brother's influence that I decided to leave and get a serious background in art. And my first choice, as I had said before, would have been Black Mountain. And after the disastrous trip there and my father's total rejection of the place, eventually, when I had to leave Denison, I went to Iowa because it coincided with the time when the influence of Life magazine's publicity really put the university on the map as far as people being aware of it. And I think, as far as I can remember, that era, it was the only major higher level educational institution which offered degrees. In a way, it was competing with, or no, I should put it this way, its drawing card was Grant Wood, and I had never thought anything about Grant Wood before I went there, except when I started shopping around and was told by other people how important he was. I was then aware that Thomas Hart Benton was also functioning in the same way, and there was an interesting kind of competition between these two men. Uh-huh. I think Benton would have been, what school could he have
been? Kansas City. The Art Institute.
Oh, he was teaching in the Art
Institute.
Institute
of Art, yes.
And it was, I went there a very kind of an abrupt and quick change of direction at that particular stage. And the department at that time was primarily Grant Wood. There were lesser tenured, unfortunately, leftover people that Lester Longman inherited when he, and that was a fairly new era for Lester Longman, too. Uh-huh. Whom I think became the kingmaker of college art departments for at least 20 years. If that man didn't write 1,000
recommendations
a week, I don't know why that would have happened. But I ended up, for the first time, with a serious interest in becoming a trained artist. I don't think at that time I even necessarily assumed it would lead to teaching responsibility, because it was just all so new to be involved in it that way. And it was for